You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, members of the Iran Solidarity Movement with Foreign Minister Nanaya Mahuta, Green MP Golriz Ghaghamian, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to urge greater government action against the Iranian regime. In our third segment of the week on the Iran protests and violence, I spoke to group spokesperson Hannah Habibi on what actions they would like to see the government take. What has the Iran Solidarity Group been lobbying the government for?
Well, what we are trying to do here in New Zealand is to get the government to declare IRGC, which is the armed force, one of the armed forces of Iran and the most powerful one, basically, and also an economic cartel, to declare them and to recognize them as a terrorist organization. Some other countries have done that. The U.S. has done that. Canada has identified 10,000 of its members and sanctioned them and banned them from ever entering the country. EU is assessing this and assessing how they can recognize this organization as a terrorist organization. So that is our first request from the government, because we think there is the danger with the rest of the free world shutting their door on them. There's a chance that they try to find a safe haven here in New Zealand or Australia, basically in the Pacific part of the world. And so that is the first thing. And the second thing is that we're also lobbying for the government to reduce its diplomatic relations with Iran, to the counseling services, and expel the ambassador from Wellington, especially as a group, as an activist group that is organizing various demonstrations and we are trying to raise awareness. We don't feel secure doing so here, knowing that Islamic Republic of Iran has platform and has resources in Wellington. So we fear for ourselves, for our families here, and also we fear for our families back in Iran. We have relatives there. So we want to, we are asking the government to limit their resources and power in Wellington. If they don't have the platform here, their abilities to have spies among us or to jeopardize our work or to affect us will definitely be limited. So these are the main two important requests that we're taking to the government. We luckily got the chance of meeting with Minister of Foreign Affairs last week, and the Prime Minister joined our meeting briefly. And a follow-up meeting is supposed to happen. And we're also we're continuing to lobby and see if we can meet with a number of other MPs to pass our concerns, because we don't want to get caught up in a situation where we say, we tell the government we told you so, and they realize that there was a hesitation.
What kind of response did you receive?
Well, there were a number of concerns regarding how to basically maintain some diplomatic relations if they are to expel the ambassador. It is the technical terms they have to consider. From our end, we have the responsibility to raise our concerns and raise awareness. We have a more holistic understanding of the situation, and we just feel the responsibility to share these concerns. Some of those concerns are regarding what's happening to ourselves, or what might happen, what threats are available or are around pointing at us in Wellington. And as Iranian Kiwis, we are seeking support, because security is the most important thing for us in New Zealand. And some of them are actually threats to Aotearoa New Zealand. We don't want this safe country, this beautiful country, to become any sort of platform or for these criminals. We have to wait and see to answer your question. So far, this is an important step that they are hearing us out before they make their decisions. But what they're going to decide at the end of the day, I have no idea.
What can everyday New Zealanders do to help?
First of all, to care and to follow the news, because, again, I mentioned it here, even this was brought up in the meeting we had, that we believe if the scale of violation is at this level and it's not worse, the reason is that the world is watching them. The leaders are watching them, the people around the world are watching them, and they pay attention. So Iran is staying a hot topic, and what they're doing to people is receiving attention from people around the world. So that is the first thing they can do. One thing that might happen is that this becomes a repetitive news and people stop caring. And that is a dangerous thing for all those around 15,000 people arrested and all others who are still participating the protests. So if they continue following our news, if they continue showing up in our in the protests or in the events we organize, they support us and they send the message that they are watching and they care. So this is the first thing they can do. The second thing is to support our demands from the government through sending the MPs and the officials they know a letter in support of what we are asking. It is important for them to realize that there is a risk for the society also here, for Kiwis also here. We definitely don't want resourceful criminals here to spread their ideology or to kill people in the hell they have created back in Iran and then transfer their families to come here and study in, I don't know, New Zealand's universities, or to come and invest in New Zealand and, as I said, to find their safe haven here. So yeah, through these two, raising awareness, spreading the word, showing support to us, and also amplifying our voice to the government, repeating our demands.
That was Iranian Solidarity Group spokesperson Hannah Habibi on what actions they would like to see our government take against the Iranian regime. To learn more about the group, search for the handle Iranian Solidarity on Instagram.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.